Static.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Drunk Miles. How you doing?
Drunk Miles, all right. What are you drinking, like, Miles?
Some Jaeger.
Jaeger. Okay.
I'm here with the, having a cookout with the chipmunks here, the Elvin, Theodore, and the little tasty one. Yeah.
The chipmunks, okay.
The chipmunks.
I don't know where the hell you're going with that.
I've cut out their voice boxes, but they still want to sing.
So what's the guy saying?
Hey,
like?
Let's go. 1, 2, 3. Hey, everybody, it's Miles. How you doing?
That was pathetic.
Bob's in a little bit of a Thanksgiving mood tonight, so I just thought I'd...
Yeah, Thanksgiving mood.
He's in a giving mood tonight.
Gonna give you some shit.
Yeah, I know. I don't even want to do a story tonight, because I just know. I mean, it's gonna be like...
That was lame. What, did you just watch the movie or something? That stupid chipmunk movie?
Oh, I was at work, and I was thinking of this whole bit, yeah.
Drunk Miles and tearing out chipmunk voice boxes.
No, I kept doing that stupid voice at work, and I thought, I must be pissing off everyone. I was like...
Sounds more like Miles giving his friend Roger in the next stool a blowjob at the bar. What's your name again? Roger. What'd you think if I sucked your dick? My wife told me it's like playing a kazoo. Can you tell I got an A in the recorder during music class? Let me tell you, Roger.
Oh, my God.
I'll throw a few beer nuts in there. Let me sing you a little song here on the skin flute. You gotta push it all the way in for me to hit the high notes. Is that what you're talking about? Is that what your dream was about? Or
no.
Or your sorry reality on a Friday night, or what?
It wasn't. No. Man. Wow.
Roger's like, tell me, bartender, what's this guy's name again? Keep the drinks coming.
Wow, welcome to the Thanksgiving show, man.
Anybody got a Viagra? This guy's got a better mouth than Satchmo.
Oh, my goodness.
He's a regular Miles Davis.
Oh, my goodness.
You said something about a trombone. The next thing I know, I heard my zipper going down. This kid must be a descendant from a gobble wobbler from World War II.
There you go.
No, there's nothing freaky about humming the chipmunk song while you're giving me a blowjob. Nothing freaky at all.
Oh, man. Wow. Yow. Yeah.
So, what's going on?
I'm afraid to say no.
You sound a little phlegmy tonight. I don't know why.
I am a little phlegmy tonight.
Sound like you got a little something stuck on the back of your throat somewhere.
Yeah, I know. Oh. Yeah.
Just have a little Rod Stewart football team kind of situation going on, or what?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Well, since you're recuperating, I guess I'll just go into what I got to say.
Go into yours. Yeah, I'm afraid to go into mine now because I know it's going to get pounced on. I'm going to hear those dreaded words. That's not funny. You've wasted 10 minutes of my freaking time.
That's right, 10 minutes.
I know.
The anyway, this week I was in a – I had to – oddly enough, every once in a while, I have to do some kind of strange things for my job. And it doesn't include humming the chipmunk song while humming somebody else. But I had to actually hang out at a bar one evening this week, I guess it was. No, last week.
Yeah.
And whilst doing so, I was with somebody else, and we were there to talk to some people in this bar. And
wait, are you going back to a gay bar again, like you did a few?
No, I had to go. A few years ago, I went to a bunch of. I didn't go to a gay bar. I went to several gay bars.
No, you went to the gay bar.
there's more than one. Trust me.
Yeah.
So I went to several gay bars in St. Louis and
Blue Oyster or whatever. That
yeah.
Was.
It was called, I went to, oh, shoot, what was the name of that? I want to say Caroline's, but that wasn't it, though. Yeah. Anyway, so I was at a bar, and so I walk away from, there was another guy. I walk away, we're waiting to meet with somebody, and they're not available yet. And I walk away, and then I come back, and my colleague is talking to this woman at our pseudo table, I'll call it, because it really wasn't a table. He was actually sitting at a table, but I was just sitting on what seemed to be a remnants of a restaurant booth. But there's only one side of the booth.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it's kind of a very grungy kind of place. But anyway, so he's talking to this woman, and I walk up to him, and you know, they're talking, so I just kind of stand there and you know, try to be nice.
Hey, Dave, who's the Chinese prostitute?
Yeah. No, she wasn't a Chinese prostitute. Yeah, so, how are we going to fit this one in the car?
Mr. Honey.
So we're standing there, and this lady's talking to him, and she's telling this story. Mm-hmm. And she says, when I was in art school in San Francisco, I did performance art, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, my friend has had conversation prior to me walking up. This is the part that I walk in on.
Right.
And she's like, would you like to know what I did for my performance art? And we're just like, yeah, whatever. We don't really care. But we're trying to be polite, right?
Did she whip out a bag of ping pong balls at all? Or?
You're very close. She says,
"Oh man, this is getting good." Right.
I used to. She didn't demonstrate for us. Mm-hmm. I used to stick odd items up my coochie and videotape them as they shot out.
Give me a two-way dress right now.
Well, nah. The thing was. The thing was, she was probably older. She's probably about, my friend after the fact said that she's probably about the same age as we are. Yeah. But I don't know. I couldn't tell. We were actually in a college town, so it could have, you know, run the gamut. But anyway, so she proceeds to tell us about shooting stuff out of her cunt. Then she says, yeah, I put in a bunch of plastic spiders once and videotaped that, and I'd shoot them out. Yeah, you know, like the ones for Halloween?
Yeah.
And I'd shoot them out one at a time. And I'm just kind of, what?
She didn't hand them out later to the kids, I hope.
I didn't. This has been a while now. She said that was in the 90s, early 90s. So when we were in college, you know.
Huh.
So then she proceeds to say, I also like to take odd things like I'd take Monopoly pieces and stuff them up there and then shoot them out one at a time. Now my friend has the nerve to ask, did you sort them somehow? He's wanting to know what more of the trick was, and she's like, well, no, I just put them out in reverse order as I put them in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I just happen to have a thimble with me.
That's right, yeah.
I'd pay $10 at least, and this fat guy over here would pull me up another 10, and he'd like to either see that or just double team the hell out of you,
We can go play dice, and I'll roll them. Just like the can we play Yahtzee?
Yeah.
I spent several years in the Orient being a backgammon cup.
No, so
okay. It's your turn to roll, Bob. Just push the taint.
Yeah. So I mean, if that wasn't weird enough.
There's more. I can't believe there could be more.
And so, I mean, we're basically there for business.
We have to have this girl on the show. You realize it.
I don't know who she is. I didn't get any information.
I wanted to
divest myself of. I couldn't believe my colleague asked, did you sort them?
I know you had to have a video camera with you. Now, come on.
No, I did not. There's no nothing.
You did.
So then she proceeds to tell us not to go. We're not even saying, other than my friend saying a few words every now and then, I said nothing. Because I could already tell this was a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Yeah.
And he was playing with fire, you know what I mean? I mean, basically, we look like a couple of feds sitting in a bar because we did not fit the type that was in the bar. We looked like we were, like, really bad undercover narcs or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
People avoided us because we looked so out of place. We looked so much like we were with, you know.
Hey, I've got a shot glass here. I was just wondering if you would. Well, you know, for old time.
Let's play quarters. You play with your pussy.
Okay, Dave, you drink.
So, no, I mean, it was just like, woo.
That is bizarre.
So then she proceeds to tell us not to ever go swimming when we're in South America because there's this worm that swims up your penis.
Right, you're not supposed to pee in the water because it senses that.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I've heard of this, actually.
Yeah, and it puts these spikes in your penis.
Right, and you can't pull it out, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right. So I'm like, hey, great. That's a good tip. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say anything, to be honest with you. I was just like, oh, my gosh, is there any way? And we had to wait. We couldn't even leave, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't think you wanted to leave, it sounds like.
No, I wanted to leave. She was not, like, a looker or anything, you know what I mean?
I used to be on the Facts of Life.
Yeah, no, she didn't look like. Let's see, she was more of a Joe.
Yeah.
With a Joe after a traffic accident kind of situation. No, she wasn't the cousin or whatever that was had cerebral palsy. No, we're not talking about that.
That is weird, man. A girl would just open up like that.
She opened up, believe me.
Yeah.
And she said a few other strange things. Those are kind of the highlights there. But then, the other weird thing, this is the weird thing where, you know, here we are, the narcs sitting in this bar.
Mm-hmm.
And so then she goes, there was this kind of talent thing that was going to happen. In the I don't think that was her talent, but she told us she was going to sing. And she was asking me about, you know, do you know anything about sound systems and all this kind of stuff.
I'm going to sing out my coochie.
Yeah. I'm going to sing Tie a Yellow Ribbon. So then, like, you know, she takes off and we're like, you know, looking at each other like, oh my gosh, we can't really talk out loud because she's still too close. And, you know, what the hell kind of situation. So then she walks over. There's a guy who shows up and he's checking IDs at the door, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she walks over to this guy. He's a college guy. He's a very young guy. Probably just barely 21 himself, right? Carding people. And she walks up to him and says, "Hey, who do I have to blow, you or this other guy, to get on this list for the talent show?"
Ah.
Now, right behind the card guy is,
oh boy,
is two college girls, right? Uh-huh. Young girls.
Yeah.
Sitting at a table, and then she decides, the weird lady decides to go outside, right?
Right.
So she goes outside, and I mean, this guy turns around to look at these girls as if, like, he can't believe anything that just transpired.
Right.
And they start cracking up, like laughing hysterically after she gets out the door. And I was just like, really? Well, I guess I'm not the only one that thinks she's a little bit off then. That was good.
Yeah.
Their reaction was good for me. I was feeling a little bit... a little bit, you know, old there with the whole coochie, videotaping your coochie for posterity or whatever. And, but no, she's, you know, it wasn't just me, so.
Wow, that's some,
yeah.
That's some experience. Wow, you usually don't run into something like that.
Yeah, right, and then, you know, I'm on essentially supposed to be working there, so. I don't know how you write that in the report. Let's see. I was waiting to talk to so-and-so. In the meantime, an interesting story was shared to me by a patron of the bar.
Yeah. Like you're there for like a drug buy or something. Come on, where's that guy at? Man,
that's probably what I look like. I don't
know. Come on, man. Let's talk to this old bag.
And no, she came and talked. I asked him, I'm like, did you talk? No, she just walked up.
Who do I got to double team to get on the talent show?
That's no. She just said, yeah. Who I got to blow.
There you go.
So unfortunately, you had evidently beat her to it, and so you were top of the bill. But that's a whole other story. Miles' title and his amazing cheeks, or something. So yeah, that was
Wow.
Well,
I'd love to have her on the show.
Yeah, there's no way.
Yeah.
I imagine I can. I'll send you a note as to where to find her at, and you can go and hang out yourself because I'm not up for it.
Or at least see some of these videos.
I didn't. I don't know. She did. That was well before YouTube when she was doing that. Evidently, she wasn't still doing it. I don't know.
Just for research for the show. I mean,
yeah, I know. I don't think you'd want to see it. I mean, come on.
Some weird perv reason, but I mean.
Although no, I suppose she was younger then, but.
What do you think?
Yeah. You got me.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's a weird one, but I've run into some other weird people. That's a weird one.
That's right up there. One. It's right up there.
So yeah, I didn't, you know, I didn't know where to go from there. I was just like,
What do you say? Yeah, you can't top that.
What are you gonna do? I couldn't leave, so
yeah.
I had to hang out for a while longer.
And wait for my boner to go down.
No, it wasn't anything like that. I was just, you know.
Yeah.
Like, huh?
Yeah. Jeez.
Like an old baseball mitt shooting out spiders and Monopoly pieces.
Monopoly.
There goes the car. There's the little terrier. How many hotels are up there?
Huh.
This could be an offshoot for Parker Brothers. They could have a little game where you preload your snatch with an undetermined amount of old Monopoly pieces, and it shoots them out one at a time, and you have to guess how many hotels is going to come out of
them. Why do we have to wear gloves playing Monopoly for? I don't get that. What's your sister doing? I'll make it.
Why does this game come with a tube of KY?
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Well, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was... That was my week. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
It's interesting, that's for sure.
Yeah. Oh.